From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and we begin this hour with the latest news from Toyota. Today, the world's largest automaker says it has a solution for the problem of sudden acceleration in some of its vehicles. The company has been forced to recall millions of cars and trucks in recent months. In a moment, we're going to hear from the head of Toyota in the U.S. But first, NPR's Chris Arnold went to a dealership that's gearing up for the massive recall.
At Expressway Toyota in Boston, the mechanics are about to start working around the clock fixing gas pedals.
We think we're going to have an 8 to midnight shift.
Robert Bach owns this dealership with his brother. They have a nice new showroom and a big repair shop. They figure they have about 10,000 customers with cars that will need to have the gas pedals upgraded. Also, 60% of the new cars on the lot here, they can't sell. That's because last week, Toyota ordered dealers to stop selling any cars that need the upgrade. Robert's brother Richard says he was stunned by how many cars are involved.
Almost devastated. You know, we just built a brand new facility. We put our blood, sweat, and tears in it, and we're worried about what's going to come of this. We don't pay cash for our cars. We have to finance them, and we have mortgages on our buildings, so in order to pay that off, we have to sell vehicles.
So the brothers were very relieved when this morning Toyota announced that it has a fix for the problem. Robert Bach.
I'm excited about the details that we got today because it seems to be an effective and simple fix to this problem. So that is good news, and now we're going to be able to move forward and fix the cars.
Bach says in many cars, the fix will involve installing a small metal plate or shim into the pedal assembly. He says a technician should be able to do that in just half an hour, and he expects a simple part like that will be quick to manufacture, which he says is good. Anxious customers have already been bringing their cars in to get checked out.
I bought a Camry in 2009, and I love it. But I was very concerned about the news about the accelerator, the pedal.
Maria Bartolotto has just come by the dealership. Her Camry is on the recall list.
At first I wasn't concerned, but then I keep hearing all these people that are having accidents, and it's kind of scary. It really is. But yeah, I'm very religious, so I say my prayers, and I have a St. Christopher medal, so hopefully that'll help.
And the dealership's also offering her some more practical advice to restore her faith in Toyota. They are telling customers to put their driver's side floor mat in the trunk so the pedal doesn't get caught on it. The dealership will be shaving down the size of pedals on some models. And they're telling customers what to do in the unlikely event the pedal actually does stick.
And they say the worst thing you can do is to panic. You know, that you should just put your brake on and then put it in neutral.
Bartolotto says she still likes her Camry. And Toyota, of course, had a good reputation for quality for a long time. Some analysts say this incident might show that Toyota has grown too quickly and taken its eye off the ball as far as quality. But dealership owner Robert Bach says so far, most customers have been supportive.
You ask 10 people who own a Toyota, even with this recall, 9 of them will say, fix the car and I want it back. I love my Toyota.
But not everybody.
My mom's one of the moms that worry sick about their children. So as soon as she heard that the recall, she came in here running and screaming, I need a new car.
Marcella Freitas is in the showroom with her mother, Essie, who didn't wait around for the recall. She came right in and traded in her 2009 Corolla for a different model that wasn't part of the recall. She just wasn't sure the recall would actually fix the problem.
And I don't feel safe driving that car.
It's probably a good sign for Toyota, though, that even somebody like Freitas still likes the company, and she bought another Toyota after trading in the Corolla.
They're very loyal. Toyota's worked very hard to develop that loyalty and maintain that loyalty. They're going to set the standard on a recall now.
Or at least Robert Bach hopes they will. His dealership sold 12 cars over the weekend. He says that was about half his normal business. And it's hard to know just how long the recall is going to be hurting his sales.
You never know. If we do it right, it will be an opportunity for us to show that we certainly will take care of our customers and build more brand loyalty. But we got to do it right.
Bach says his dealership should have the parts in stock and be ready to start upgrading gas pedals by this Thursday. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.